Good afternoon, everyone. We thank you all so much for coming. We're so happy to have you with us to celebrate the life of our dear friend and sister in Christ, Virginia. Before we start, just a note on the service. I will do a homily this afternoon, and at that time, when I am finished, we will open up the floor to allow you all to share memories and stories and things that you would like to share with us about your relationship and friendship with Virginia. We'll allow some time for that. We will have to close it out, but if you don't get the chance to share in the service, we'll have lots of time for you to do that at the reception that's after we're finished. So we do welcome you to remember her with great joy today. Welcome in the name of Jesus. Blessed be God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the source of all mercy, the God of all consolation, who comforts us in all our sorrows, so that we can comfort others in their sorrows with the consolation we ourselves have received from God. When we were baptized in Christ Jesus, we were baptized into his death. We were buried with him by baptism unto death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like his, we will certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. Eternal God, maker of heaven and earth, who formed us from the dust of the earth, who by your breath gave us life, we glorify you. Jesus Christ, the resurrection and the life, who suffered death for all humanity, who rose from the grave to open the way to eternal life, we praise you. Holy Spirit, author and giver of life, the comforter of all who sorrow, our sure confidence and everlasting hope, we worship you. To you, O blessed Trinity, be glory and honor forever and ever. Amen. Please stand as you are able for our first hymn, number 790 in your hymnal. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. And also, let us pray. God of grace and glory, we remember before you today our sister Virginia. We thank you for giving her to us to know and to love as a companion in our pilgrimage on earth. In your boundless compassion, console us who mourn. Give us faith to see that death has been swallowed up into the victory of our Lord Jesus Christ, so that we may live in confidence and hope until by your call we are gathered unto our heavenly home in the company of all your saints. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Please be seated.
Reading from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord my whole life long. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living.
Please rise for the reading of the gospel. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you that I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You may be seated.
For those of you who I haven't had the pleasure of formally meeting yet, my name is Julia Miller. I am blessed to be a member of Kevin and Mandy Wing's extended tribe for a number of years, and as such had the pleasure of knowing Virginia for quite a while and the pleasure of helping see her through these final years of her life. She was a lovely person, a great comfort and encouragement to me, and I am grateful to be able to be with you this afternoon to celebrate her life. When I thought about what I might share with you this afternoon, I was reminded of a simple but profound moment that I was able to share with Virginia in the final days of her life. I was with Mandy and Kevin for Easter weekend. And on the Monday after Easter, I went into Virginia's room to say hello. And as I was entering the room, somebody said Virginia's name. And I don't know if it was Mandy. I don't know if it was a hospice nurse. I don't remember exactly who it was. What I do remember is that when whoever it was said Virginia's name, she heard it, and she looked up, and she smiled. It was an interaction that only lasted a couple of seconds. But it was long enough to remind me of something. Virginia was there. Virginia was there. Mother and medical professional, Grandma and Gigi, the woman who loved her family and cherished her friends, the bell ringer and the bell collector, the woman of great, enormous faith. Her smile lit up her face. And Virginia was there. She was not unchanged, but she was untarnished. I read a quote recently by the American poet Theodore Rothke. He said these words, and it reminded me of Virginia's journey. Deep in their roots, all flowers keep the light. It is an inescapable reality that the final years of Virginia's life were affected by Alzheimer's disease. There were times when that journey was a terrible struggle, and to not acknowledge that would be a disservice to all of you who loved and all of those who cared for Virginia and to Virginia herself. But the final years were not the sum total of Virginia's life. She was so capable. She was so loving. She was so much more to every single one of us who are sitting here. There is a whole life to be remembered. There's a whole story to be told. And if you listen, if you look around right now, you can hear the voices of the little ones who will need to know her story. They're going to need to hear about Grandma and Gigi. They're going to need to hear about the mother and the medical professional. They're going to need to hear about the sum total of Virginia's life and about all the wonderful things that she was. Even until the very end, Virginia bore witness to the fullness and the blessedness of life. Until her very final moments, she was still capable of loving, still capable of smiling, still capable of being present with us. She's here. Just look right up there. And there's the smile. There's the million-dollar smile. Even when the darkness and confusion of Alzheimer's disease threatened Virginia deep in her roots, Virginia kept the light. The ones who love us never really leave us. And Virginia kept the light. When writing my thoughts to share with you, I remembered that Virginia's favorite flowers were lilies. And it occurred to me that Virginia died just days after Easter Sunday, in the time of the lilies, which are a symbol of Easter. In a time of the church year when we celebrate the resurrection and our understanding of Christ as the light, which darkness does not overcome. Virginia has embraced the promises of God and the realities of the great faith that saw her through her life. And now all of us are tasked with keeping the light. Today, and as we go forth from here, tell the stories, share the resurrections, remember her smile, remember the laugh that could be heard across a room, remember the voice raised in song and the bells ringing, and all the ways that she loved you. Remember the lessons she taught. Bear witness to Virginia's life and who she was for those who will need to know her now. We were blessed to know her in all the ways that we did. Our lives are forever altered and made better by a simple but profound truth, and it is this: Virginia was there. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I'd like to read a letter that is from my Aunt Kay, who was my mom's sister. She lives in New Zealand and obviously could not be here. She starts by saying, "We, Kay and Ronnie, are down here in New Zealand, full of grief and sadness that we can't be with you all at this service to honor Virginia Ruth Morton. Speeches can never take the place of shoulders to cry on and hugs and kisses for comfort. Virginia was my second older sister. She was 2 years older than I. She was 2 years older than I was, and she loved me. I could write a small book about our childhood. She was so determined to be a good girl. She was determined that I help her when it was time to clean our room. I never wanted to do this as often as she did. We loved to go on bike rides together with Daddy on Saturday mornings. We lived two houses away from the old Augustana Church in Omaha, just down on 36th Street. I remember the Sunday morning when we girls didn't feel like getting dressed, and my dad came in to tell us that the church had burned during the night so we could stay in bed. Of course, we were up, dressed, and running down the street to see what was happening. The firemen and trucks were there to help our curiosity. Because we lived so close to the church, our family was very involved. Virginia loved church. We often had returning missionaries stay with us, and we were always amazed by their works of faith. We were raised to seek first his kingdom, and that prompted our careers. After Virginia graduated from Tech High School, she set her heart on nurses training at Emmanuel School of Nursing. She was determined to finish the course. She was determined but patient and kind nurse the rest of her life. Geography and lifestyles moved us all away, but Virginia was determined to visit us here in New Zealand. At great expense and sacrifice, she came twice, once with our dear sister Sharon and again with her closest friend Delberta. We have many photos that keep us filled with warm memories. Ron and I will miss her. We have always felt loved by her. No easy task to get gifts sent to us way down here, but every Christmas we would get lovely gifts and usually a book written by her favorite author, Max Lucado. She was proud of us that we had taken such a long jump to volunteer with the Bible School and Rehabilitation Center. There weren't many trips home, as we decided to stay here with our four grandsons and continue in our vision with printing. She understood that, but it was a deep grief to both of us. We can never do her justice by these brief comments. She was a determined woman of God. She had some very difficult years, but always worked to find solutions. We bless her today as you gather in her honor. I know now that I can hear our Father God say, "Well done, good and beautiful servant."
This is a letter from her friend, Alberta, up in Niobrara, Nebraska. Virginia and I have been friends for over 50 years. The friendship began when the Wink family came to Niobrara to minister at Niobrara Lutheran Church. We did all things church women do, LCW, choir, Sunday school, vacation Bible school, volunteering at the local nursing homes, and so on. I remember having craft classes at the nursing home and making a rooster out of various seeds. Hopefully there aren't any of those still around. We volunteer at the Lutheran Church camp at the state park for 2 weeks in the summer. What an adventure. Oh yes, I also taught Virginia to drive. Pretty funny, for I am the world's worst driver. Our families took many vacations together to Minnesota, visiting with Kay and Ron, and fishing at Golden Eagle Resort. Our cabin was right on the lake, so we were able to let the kids play in the water, take boat rides, and so forth. Such fun it was. One time we went up to Canada and fished on a reservation. Caught so many fish that we had to put some in each car because Leroy said it wouldn't be good for the preacher to get caught with that many fish over the limit. We vacationed at Ox Yoke Ranch, which was very primitive, toilets and showers down the hill. One day we drove up the mountain to Lookout Tower and had a flat tire on the way. Very scary. That's when we discovered that Judy was afraid of heights. After they moved south, we met and vacationed at several Oklahoma parks. On one of those trips, we stopped at Worcester, Oklahoma, and saw a sign for Dachs and Dogs. Each family got one, and Virginia named hers Wistie. Ours was Sugar. From then on, Virginia was never without her beloved dogs. The last one was Shadow. Virginia and I managed to get together fairly often over the years, even though we lived miles apart. Once we met at Omaha, and Virginia picked out the motel, even though Sharon tried to tell us that this area was no longer the nice area she remembered. She was right. The AC didn't work, one leg of the bed was held up with two big phone books, and it needed a good cleaning. So we went out at 2:30 in the morning to buy cleaning supplies. We checked out the next morning, even though we had signed up for two nights. That was the trip when we started visiting antique shops and started our collection, Virginia Bells and I Music Boxes. We tried to get Sharon to collect elephants, but she didn't get the fever. Another time we met in Norfolk and stayed in a motel for a week. We spent most of the time visiting antique shops and collecting bells and boxes. One year we met at the State Ponca State Park, hiking, relaxing in our cabin. Jack built a fire for us. That's when Virginia and I decided we should buy a camper and be camp hosts free vacation. However, neither of us could afford a camper, so we had to put that on hold. We did do some traveling, though. We took several Mustache Joe tours in both the U.S. and Europe, all of them fun and exciting. Our best trip, though, was in 2007 when they traveled to New Zealand to see Kay and Ron, made many lasting memories. Virginia and Kay went sand surfing. I stayed by the bus and watched. Besides being lifelong friends, we're also prayer partners. So if you kids think you have any secrets for me, forget it. She did love you all very much, though. Lord, thank you for loving loyal friends who are there in winter and springtime fair. New acquaintances are easy to come by, but true friendship is extremely rare. Lord, thank you for all the gifts you gave. Each one makes our life more worthwhile. But one of the finest gifts you've given us is the warmth of a friendship's loving smile.
Last July, when Virginia moved to San Marcos to live with us, we continued the journey of mother and daughter-in-law. But in the short 10 months that she was with us, our relationship deepened and we became very close, loving friends. I'm going to use the letters in her name to describe some of her best qualities.
V is for valiant.
Virginia was a mighty woman of faith. She lived her faith and shared it frequently, first as a nurse, then as a diligent member of Via di Cristo through her bell choir ministry and Bible study classes, but also by personally sharing Christ with her kids and her grandchildren. All of us can remember Christian books she gave us at Christmas, birthdays, and Easter.
I is for integrity and inspiration.
No matter who she was talking to, she listened with her whole heart and was full of encouragement and love, ready to support each person's endeavor.
R is for relationship.
Virginia had a deeply Christ-centered life. She called on Jesus and quoted Scripture a lot, especially as she came to understand more and more about Alzheimer's. People in her life, both friends and family, were so important to her, and she treasured all of them. Her deepest fear was the thought that she might not remember each person. But God is good, and she knew she was surrounded by those who loved her through her very last breath on earth.
G is for godly, gracious, and grateful.
Virginia made people feel welcome and accepted. She faced a serious illness, but she gave God the glory, and she was grateful for every kindness shown her.
I is for independent.
She had her own system of making things work, her own version of neatness and order. Her bed needed to be made just so, with the pillows here and here. Her clothes had to match, etc. We think she used the Lucy organization system, but that's another story.
N is for nurturing.
One of her best qualities was nurturing, because she always wanted to make a difference in someone's life and to care for their needs physically, emotionally, and spiritually, putting others' needs above her own.
I is for intuitive.
She was intuitive, and she could sense if someone was having a bad day. She could draw out deep down feelings from those closest to her over a cup of her international coffee and a box of Kleenex.
A is for amusing.
Oh my goodness, this lady had the best sense of humor and timing ever. One day, about a month ago, she had leaned too far over to one side in her recliner all day. So all day long, I kept going over and propping her back up and fixing her pillows just so. And finally, I was bringing her a snack from the kitchen. And when I turned around, I was alarmed to see she was completely slumped over the side of her chair and her arms were hanging out. And so I went running over to make sure she was breathing. And just as I leaned over, the top of her and I bent over her motionless body, she popped her eyes open and she said, "Gotcha!" We all miss her laughter and especially her beautiful smile, but we also know that love never ends.
I just wanted to share one thing. I think it was my Aunt Sharon, my mom's sister, that shared something with me when we were in Nebraska. She said that before I was born, Mom, of course, cared for me and nurtured me and took care of me for 9 months while I was in her womb. And then so I thought it was very fitting that the last 9 months of her life, I had the honor and privilege to care for her and take care of her and give her everything she needed like she did for me. So I just thought that was really cool.
I first met Virginia over 20 years ago through the Via de Cristo movement. Virginia served our movement faithfully as long as she could. She usually served in a position that's called a CHA, which is C-H-A, Christ's Hands in Action. And she was. She was an incredible servant of our Lord. Not only in what she did, but her presence. I remember we have two traditions in Via de Cristo. One of them is Wake Up, where we gather to sing to the people that are going on the weekend. And I remember so many times looking out in that crowd and seeing Virginia's incredible smile and the twinkle in her eyes. That smile right there is what I will always remember about Virginia. The other tradition we have is called Closura, which is a closing service. Again, same thing. I remember so many times sitting in the congregation with Virginia because she was always there. One of the roles in the CHA role that she served as, one of the things that she did was she would deliver notes that we would write to the participants on the weekend to remind them that we were praying for them, that there was a huge community out here that was praying for them. It was so appropriate that Virginia was the one that would deliver those notes. Virginia was serving Christ by serving us and serving the participants. She was an amazing woman, and I will always be incredibly grateful for the Via de Cristo movement introducing us.
What can be said about my grandmother? She was many things to many people. She was a wife, a mother, an aunt, a sister, a cousin, a daughter, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, and a friend. The world has lost an amazing lady, and she will be missed. This is saying goodbye until we meet again.
Thank you to all who shared your wonderful recollections of our dear friend. Please know that there will be more time for that as we gather after the service. For now, please stand as you are able for our hymn, How Great Thou Art, number 856 in your hymnal.
Thank you.
us affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. I believe that he rose again, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, life everlasting. We'll continue with the prayers of the people. After each petition of the prayer, the response is, hear our prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, in holy baptism, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion of saints in the body of Christ. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to share new life in Christ. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Give courage and faith to all who mourn, and a sure and certain hope in your loving care, that casting all their sorrow on you, they may have strength for the days ahead. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to us who are still in our pilgrimage and who walk as yet by faith, that where this world groans in grief and pain, your Holy Spirit may lead us to bear witness to your light and life. God of mercy, hear our prayer. Help us in the midst of things we cannot understand to believe and to trust in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection to life everlasting. God of mercy, hear our prayer. God of all grace, we give thanks to you because by his death, our Savior Jesus Christ destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection, he opened the kingdom of heaven. Make us certain that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not to temptation, and deliver us from evil. And the kingdom, the power, and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Let us commend Virginia to the mercy of God, our Maker and our Redeemer. Into your hands, O merciful Savior, we commend your servant, Virginia. Acknowledge, we humbly beseech you, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming. Receive her into the arms of your mercy, into the blessed rest of everlasting peace, and into the glorious company of the saints in light. Amen. Let us go forth in peace. In the name of Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 779.